Welcome to First Formation, spiritual exercise for Christian soldiers looking to get up and pray. Join Pew Pew HQ every weekday morning to hear the good news through grunts and with grunts in the unity of the Holy Spirit as one church forever and ever. Fall in.
Psalm 25, verses 1 to 10. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, no one who waits should be put to shame, and they shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. I remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. Daniel chapter 9, verses 15 to 25. And now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and have made a name for yourself, as at this day we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteous acts, let your anger and your wrath turn away from your city Jerusalem, your holy hill, because of our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers. Jerusalem and your people have been a byword among all who are around us. Now therefore, O God, listen to the prayer of your servant and his pleas for mercy. And for your own sake, O Lord, make your face to shine upon your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear, open your eyes and see our desolations, and that the city is called by your name, for we do not present our pleas before you because of righteousness, but because of your great mercy. O Lord, hear, O Lord, forgive, O Lord, pay attention and act. Delay not for your own sake. O my God, because your city and your people are called by your name. While I was speaking and praying, confessing my sin and the sin of my people, Israel, and presenting my plea before the Lord my God, for the holy hill of my God, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the first time, came in me in swift flight at the time of the evening sacrifice. He made me understand, speaking with me and saying, O Daniel, I have come out now give you insight and understanding. At the beginning of your pleas for mercy, a word sent out, and I have come to tell you of your greatly loved. Therefore, consider the word and understand the vision. 70 weeks are decree about your people and your holy city to finish the transgression, to put an end to sin, and to atone for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal both vision and prophet, and anoint the most holy place. Know therefore and understand from going out the word to restore the build Jerusalem, the coming and anointing one, a prince. There have been 7 weeks. Then shall 62 weeks it shall be built again, and squares and moat built in a troubled time. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. I charge you in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who has judged the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and having itching ears that will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit your own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Good morning. This is Tim Tribble, broadcasting from Sacramento, California. Today's readings come to us from Psalm 25, verses 1 to 10, Daniel chapter 9, verses 15 to 25a, and 2 Timothy 4, chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. The psalm is titled, Teach Me Your Paths, and this is a psalm of David. And this is a real poignant psalm for the time that we're in here during Lent, that this is asking God to show, David's asking God to show him the way, show him what God wants him to do in his life, and to forgive his transgressions, remember not the sins of my youth, or my transgressions. And good and upright is the Lord, therefore instruct the sinners in his way. So he's asking God to teach him, to lead him, and to continue in not being in his sinful ways. And then in the book of Daniel, we have the continuing saga. So this is again Daniel of the lion's den. And he starts off in verse 15, reminding us, this is God, you know, you brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and made a name for yourself. We have sinned, we have done wickedly. So they went out, this was the time that they wandered out in the desert, and they, you know, made the golden calf, they were complaining about water, complaining about food. They didn't trust God, and they did all these things that they weren't supposed to do, so God punished them. And so this is Gabriel, the story of Gabriel. So the man Gabriel, who he had a vision of, came to him, and this is where he finds out it'll be 70 weeks are decreed by your people to your holy city to finish the transgression. So he's given him 70 weeks to get themselves straight, and then they're going to anoint the most holy place, and this is the temple in Jerusalem. In 2 Timothy, this is the charge of preaching the word. And this is Paul's second letter to Timothy, who was a follower of Paul. He's one of the other apostles that Paul kind of recruited in his training. And this is where he's telling Timothy, I charge you in the presence of God in Christ Jesus, who is judge of the living and the dead, and by appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with complete patience and teaching. And this is what we're called to do. This is what we do. We spread the word. And it's a matter of hitting the message, getting people to listen, but not putting them down. Growing up in the 60s and 70s was when there was a height of the fundamental evangelical movement, and they just started really catching on. And there was this thing that they used to call matchbook evangelism. Matchbook evangelism is where you take a matchbook, the old kind that flipped up and had the little matches inside. You take a matchbook, you take one match out, you have the guy hold it, hold the matchbook, you take the match and light it, and light the matchbook on fire and tell him, hold it, and when it burns his fingers, he drops it, tell him that's what hell's like. You're not going to convert a lot of people that way. But this was a thing. We need to go out and preach the word. The word is God loves us. God is there for us. God forgives us. God supports us. There is his love and forgiveness know no ends. Everything is forgiven. God loves everyone. We just have to ask him. So as we go out in our lives and do our daily interactions with people, act in a spirit of love. It's really difficult. It's not easy. I choke on that quite a few times. There are times you just want to, you know, the guy cuts you off in line, somebody's rude to you, whatever, and you know, you get the ugh. We got to remember, God is love, God loves us, God loves them too. And it's really difficult at times. We refer to it as meeting people where they are. I think this is a very poignant thing when we go out and we're spreading the love of God, the word of God in his salvation, is meeting people where they are, meeting them where they're at, and not trying to be holier than them or better than them, because we're not. Everyone's a sinner. Everyone is equal in sin in God's eyes. And all we have to do is ask for forgiveness and work on listening and following God's word. So go out and love your neighbor, love those around you, treat people in a loving manner. Amen.
A prayer for the mission of the church from the Book of Common Prayer. Ever-living God, whose will it is that all should come to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, inspire our witness to him, that all may know the power of his forgiveness and the hope of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for falling in to First Formation, where Pew Pew HQ shares morning prayers for the humble, hardy folk caught in the crosshairs of God and country. If you like what you've heard, you can participate in one of the three following ways. First, you can support the podcast by clicking the link in the show notes. Or, if you serve military families, subscribe to First Forward, a paid subscription feed providing commentary on Sunday lectionary texts a week in advance. Use it for sermon prep or just because you support the troops. Second, you can become a co-host by recording a lectionary reading for a future episode. Instruction will be provided, and you don't have to be a grunt to collaborate with PewPewHQ in this or any way. Finally, you can also record and send prayer requests of a minute or less. Prayers can be included in an episode, read anonymously if you wish, or kept private for me to pray for off of air. So there you have it. Three ways to participate in First Formation. I hope you'll continue to listen, even if I haven't convinced you to fall in. This has been Brother Logan Isaac, always faithful, always family. Semper Familia.